So, Monday afternoon, and I'm sat in my classroom with Mark. Mark, you're trialing a system of marking books at the moment, yeah?
That's right, yeah. Using QR codes.
QR codes, okay.
Okay, so each pupil has got a QR code glued onto the front of the book.
On their exercise book, yeah.
And I'm just going to scan it in now.
So you've got your iPad, and you're going to the camera, HD reader.
I'm just putting QR. The over, and you'll hear a little beep, like a supermarket scanner. And what it's done is it's scanned the QR code off the pupil's book and it's gone straight to their Mahara page where it's their e-portfolio for OCR Unit 1.
So on your iPad now, I'm seeing Gavin's work has just appeared straight away on the screen.
Okay, and Gavin's not a particularly best example, but all the pupils have got Unit 1, AO 1 to 6 work uploaded to Mahara, and the QR code just takes you there, and it takes you there within seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to log into a system, etc., and access a web page that way.
So the children are uploading their work, their files electronically to a Mahara page.
That's correct, yeah.
To share it with you, but they've also, they're using the exercise book. Now, you've got the QR code on the front, you've also got their target grade, so the child knows their name and email. But I notice when I go to the back of the exercise book, there's a, you've got like a...
It's a check sheet. Yep. It's a check sheet for each unit of work. So I'll rephrase that, for each assessment objective. And it's broken down to pass, merit and distinction level. And it tells them for each grade what they have to do. So
what I'm looking at is different numbered criteria for each of the different grades. And then you've written a comment at the bottom.
Okay, that's in line with the school policy, so that's an action. So it's telling the pupil what to do to improve on their work. And we also use, and that's signified by A in a little circle. Mm-hmm. We also use
action.
L in a circle for literacy targets. So if there's a spelling mistake or inappropriate use of capitals, that will be flagged up.
I think what's really impressed me is the speed, the QR code. You just literally just click, and then straight away, all the child's work is available, like an e-portfolio in Mahara.
Yeah, on the school Wi-Fi system. We're quite a distance away from the Wi-Fi point, so it's still fast.
Mm-hmm.
When I mark these at home, next to a Wi-Fi point, it's lightning fast. So it's a system that does seem sustainable.
Right, the QR codes, it seems really convenient for you to use. Are the children making use of the QR codes, or is that not really...
In ICT, not at the moment, but there are plans to. I also teach engineering, and for engineering, the children have produced a Mahara page on different engineers and different products, and they've issued me with a QR code for those pages, and they've stuck them in the books. So they've done a little bit of write-up in the books, then stuck the QR code at the bottom of the write-up. So I can read about what they've done briefly, and then just scan the QR code and see the full videos, information, etc.
Thinking as a spin-off to this as well, the QR codes, you could have them print them on stickers, so each child could have like 10 labels, sticky labels.
Could, yeah.
And if they were going for, you know, an interview, careers fair, something like that, they could say to people, look, there's my e-portfolio, click on this.
And there's also, I've just spoken to geography colleagues and they're putting QR codes up on their notice boards.
So the children... If the children have got something that'll scan or read the QR codes,
take them
to a link or a video or something like that.
Yeah, and also they're looking to put them on their worksheets, so revision guides, etc. So the QR code, so they can read about a particular topic, but then scan the QR code. It might bring a YouTube video about that topic as well.
Okay. I noticed you were using an iPad and there was a QR reader. You can get them for free or a small amount of money you pay for them.
I've used the iPhone, the iTouch and the iPad with the QR reader, which are free, and it works on all of them really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also, just to see what the difference was, I've paid 69p and got the HD version of the QR reader for the iPad. It does seem faster, I've got to be honest. Whether that's my imagination or not, I don't know.
Because you paid some money.
69p,
great.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.